thinking, attentive person can either assess his own character and guide his actions based on his own understanding, or else based on the directions provided by the Torah. The Vilna Gaon expounds upon how Shlomo HaMelech refers to both such individuals here. For those who are straight in their hearts, constantly weighing their behavior in accordance with their concern to do that which is right, as best as they can discern what that entails, well, despite their deeply ingrained integrity, they need the Torah's wisdom to direct them nonetheless, for they are open to inadvertently veering off course if the only compass they have is their own moral code. Hashem has provided the one who genuinely seeks to do good with the Torah, the blueprint to gain mastery of one's desires and urges, weakening them, as Chazal derived from the language of Tushiyat employed here, and then subjugating them to the truly straight path. But there are others who already rely solely on the Torah's yardsticks in their constant introspective self-evaluations. The parable the Gra uses in explaining Holy Som, those who walk innocently, is that of an animal being led by its master. When geared for a mission, it merely awaits instruction, not leaning on its own whimsical sense of where it ought to travel next. To people who similarly hold only the Torah as their lodestar, they need not worry about heading in the wrong direction. The only concern is various snags and snares which can result from mistaken steps, and to them, Sefer Mishlei promises that Hashem will serve as a mugging, a shield from such pitfalls.